Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, oh my gosh, guys, it is here. It is here. The Thor Love and Thunder teaser trailer has dropped. We're going to discuss it in depth and then go frame by frame. Oh man, I'm just so excited. We've been saying for months, where is this trailer? It's here. All that right off the bat, we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Ashley Coffin. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm happy. So excited. We've been saying it. We've been actually theorizing, like, what does it mean that there's no trailer? The trailer's here. The trailer is right totally here to our left or right, whatever it is, video, hard.
What's funny with Marvel, it's like they synced up with our recording time because they seem to keep dropping the trailers on Monday mornings.
Yep, they do. And I'm loving that because
me too.
Like, we used to record on whatever other night or we could, sometimes like Thursdays, and be like, oh, a trailer drop, but we can't get together for 4 days or whatever. So This is perfect. Perfect.
Love it.
Well, guys, we are going to do a loose discussion of the trailer, and then we're going to get into the frame by frame of it all and like go frame by frame, see if we spot anything that like maybe new. And that is fun to listen to on audio, I think. But if you want to see it, see what we're seeing, go to youtube.com/strandedpanda and you can find the video version of this podcast will be up there shortly after the audio version drops. So check that out. It's a cool way to be able to like actually see what we're seeing and talking about as we do the frame by frame. And also, we just hit over 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is amazing.
Woo!
So, and I honestly think the vast majority of that is just you listeners who've gone over there. So if you would like to join the many, many of you who did that, please go do that. It really helps out the channel. So again, youtube.com/strandedpanda. Before we get to the frame by frame though, like, let's just talk about it. What do you think of the Thor Love and Thunder trailer?
I mean, I'm excited. Ken turned to me and he was like, who's directing this? I was like, what? Taika. And he was like, I'm already in. And he's like, this looks great. And we only got like a minute 30. The vibe is fun, which we knew it was going to be, but I don't know. I'm just really excited. The music choices, of course, is great. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's jacked AF.
So I need to know what jacked.
She looks great.
How? It's crazy.
They gave us so much information pretty much very quickly. Like, the Asgard is huge. It looks like we're getting more gods, which I figured we'd know would happen. Because Gore is going to have to go kill them. So we need more gods.
Right. We need him to butcher some.
It almost looked like an Olympus. I don't know. I got very excited.
Yeah. They're definitely visiting new worlds. I mean, honestly, I didn't even look that hard at where they were going yet, which we will do in the frame by frame. But like, just the Thor story. The line that kind of is signature to the trailer is, not every god has a plan. That is a classic freaking line. Like, I can't I don't know, not every one of these movies comes with like a line that feels like it should be on a movie poster, you know what I mean? Like, it's so perfect, and it so perfectly fits the tone of this, like, I don't know, it's like this very 80s style like wander comedy adventure. Like, it just looks awesome. Yeah, man,
it really does. Everything's so colorful and beautiful, which I love. Oh, yeah. Marvel just keeps getting more and more colorful.
And the Thor movies specifically are just like fully now belong on the side of a van. And like, I love that.
With a big guitar.
Yeah, absolutely love that.
We didn't see Gore yet. I'm furious.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's crazy. You bring him up. I literally didn't even think about Gore when I went to see the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I haven't even thought about what the story is about. I guess we'll do that now. But like, watching the trailer, I was just like in it to see what he was doing. And I love the idea that Thor's just like, he says, these hands were once used for battle. And now,
my hero days are over.
I think it's funny that he says superhero days, because he's not like my warrior days or my god days.
He's
like,
said superhero.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, actually.
Yeah, I was so excited. I loved What was it? It looks like Valkyrie's in some kind of...
It was like a suit. It had a little bit of flair to it, but it was like a suit. And I imagine that has something to do with Asgard and how they're interacting with the international community.
And like the Accords maybe too, or who knows?
Yeah, like the Accords. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I hadn't even thought about that. Like the Accords exist in this world where Thor just dropped like hundreds or thousands of, you know, superpowered beings.
Mm-hmm. And then I guess at the end of Endgame, more came back because Asgard was looking very Metropoly. Like it looked really cool. They've been definitely doing some, you know, work over there, some architecture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Thor was so like down on himself and in his like depression stupor, he didn't like interact with the international community. It seemed like during the entirety of, you know, or build up new Asgard or whatever. And so now it seems like under the new leadership, like Valkyrie is like really taking it, you know, I can't wait to see like how like new Asgard interacts with Wakanda. You know what I mean? Like the fact that you've got these two sort of new countries full of like fanciful technology intentionally interacting on the world stage. Like that seems so interesting to me.
She didn't look happy to be there. So it must be a lot of questions. So it's like, because can the, you know, military and whatever of the world demand that they help give us technology, you know, to further advance protecting and this and that, and how do they feel about that? And I don't know, you know, it's weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can absolutely imagine, especially after Endgame and, you know, and what Thanos did and the battle at Avengers Compound in Endgame, like the world is probably looking to build a new team. You've got like Val out there building things. You've got people like the Power Broker trading in superpowers. Like, yeah, it's a whole thing, man. There's so much interesting going on in the world of Marvel right now. And I feel like we've been kind of hyper-focused on the stuff that's coming immediately. I'm so focused on Doctor Strange and Wanda and Moon Knight that like, can't even think about this yet, but it's time. It's time. It's here.
It is. I didn't know how much I wanted it until it was here this morning. Cause I was like, I'm cool. Like everyone was complaining about the trailer. I'm like, maybe it has something to do with Doctor Strange. Maybe they're holding out for a reason. Maybe, but who knows? Who knows? But yeah, no, they're like, none of that you guys have been theorizing. We're just going to give you a little taste.
Yep. Little taste.
Did it taste?
Man. Okay. Well, any other big moments? I love the stare moment. He's like, look at the people that you love, and the puppy dog eyes looking over at Star-Lord. It's so funny.
It's very funny. Chris Pratt's hair is a little too brown. I wonder where he went and got that dyed in space, but I'm cool with that.
Hey, probably has like a, you know,
a stylist.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
His hair looked a little disheveled too.
He did. And it looked interesting. It looked like Thor went down there to like help them with whatever their problem was. And then right when they all were running into battle, just left them.
Oh, is that okay?
That's what it looked like to me.
That's funny. It also, when he looks like Thor steps up on top of that thing, he like whips his coat open. He's standing up there like Michael Jackson on that car. And it's just like.
That looked like two different scenes to me because of his outfits.
Okay.
We'll find out.
I've only seen this trailer twice, and I feel like I need a lot more viewings of it. But we're going to do the frame by frame. And yeah, I'm so freaking pumped. You want to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's get into it. All right, we are going to start at the beginning. We start with Thor is running, and I love this shot of him aging into being Thor. Like, that is so freaking cool.
I guess that's supposed to be Asgard?
I guess, or many, any of the many worlds of the nine realms that he's visited, I guess.
He's got the cute little helmet. It's all comic accurate colors and stuff, too, with his outfit.
Mm.
The bright blue pants, the yellow belt.
That's so cool. Yeah, the slightly younger version of him. It's just cool to see him at different ages. And then you see him as, you know, Chris Hemsworth running, but then it cuts to him running through like a fiery situation. Or no, he's just like walking, striding through the flames.
Hi, Thor. Sorry. look like a Viking god. My god. Sorry. Look at all that fire. I'm okay. Let's keep going.
It's all good. It's all good. I can tell you're feeling the fire.
It's a little hot in here.
That's a sexy Thor. Don't worry. I'll make similar gestures and tones when we get to Jane.
to Miss Jacked Portman. I love that he's planting the Groot arm.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what it looks like. It's a Stormbreaker. So he's planting it to grind. Would that even work?
I have no idea. That's really cool, though. Mm-hmm. Do we get a Groot in the future? Like, are we going to get another Groot in the future with an axe for an arm or like whatever? Hmm. Like, that would be cool.
Now it makes me want to pay attention later in the trailer if Stormbreaker still has the Groot. Because he definitely has it later.
Well, yeah, but he also... So this is when he's talking in the trailer, how he says, like, now I'm a humble tool. Now they're but humble tools for peace.
Yeah. He's doing the Thanos thing. He just went out and found, like, a treehouse to live in by himself. It has the same colors and feel.
Yeah, it really does. That's a really good point. Especially all the stuff that he went through where he murdered Thanos and all the regret and guilt he felt over that.
Yeah.
And then you cut to here and he's kind of doing the thing Thanos was doing. I wonder if there's something psychological there.
Mm-hmm.
Say hey, howdy,
don't get started with any Hans Zimmer right now.
We cut to a shot of him sitting on top of a mountain, and it really does look straight out of Lion King.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. But an alien world. So freaking cool. Is that like binary suns, I think?
Go you see two bit. Suns? That yeah, looks like a see? Big sun. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, there's a sun. Well, no, over
oh,
to the...
Oh, I see it.
Could be moons. But yeah, there's... It looks like there might even be a third under, like where the tree is.
Yeah. So
there's multiple celestial bodies that we can see.
I love a top bun. Give me a top bun.
I've heard you say that before.
Oh, there's something that we didn't talk about, which is in the next sequence that I have some questions about. Keep rolling.
Okay. Let's see.
Two blue eyes. Mm. Who fixed his eye?
Yeah, that's a good question. Does he still have the fake eye?
Apparently not. He did at the end of Endgame, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Now that makes me question everything I feel like I know about. But somebody did. Maybe some alien technology, but he definitely has two blue eyes through this, which I am happy to see again. His beautiful eyes.
Yeah, his eyes are piercing.
I love that he's there.
What does his hat say? Is it say Avengers?
I can't see.
I think it says Avengers.
That'd be very funny.
We're going to have to blow up and enhance this.
I just love that he's doing like the Ben Affleck Batman workout.
Me too.
It's very funny.
I love it so much that he's doing that workout.
And I know that's not what the name of the workout is. I just, for any time I see anybody doing that, it just makes me think of Ben Affleck in Dawn of Justice or whatever it was. Not that one. Yeah. It was Beavers.
Well, but I love it. I love that he's doing that like rope workout with the chains.
It does say Avengers, right?
It does. What does it say above it though? Strongest Avenger. It says Strongest Avenger.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That's great. His hat says Strongest Avenger. That's wonderful. You doth protest too much or something. I don't know. That's so funny.
Good call.
Yeah. Yay. Our freeze framing yielded something.
I'm like, I don't see it.
It's very small. But yeah, his hat apparently says small. Youngest Avenger. Yeah. Man, I love this shot. I really, mm-hmm. really love this shot. Him playing with the chains is hilarious.
Those thick thighs. Good grief, Chris Hemsworth. Good grief.
Yup.
I actually am excited to see him in that Hulk Hogan movie biopic.
Oh, is he playing Hulk Hogan?
He's going to crush. Oh my God. Like a King Kong? What is that? Is he the big guy?
I was wondering the same.
And it's all chained up.
At first I thought it might be Surtur, or something, because it kind of looks like that place where he went to see Surtur at the beginning of Ragnarok, but it's not, I don't believe. It looks like a big humanoid guy who's chained up. There's a big humanoid guy.
Yeah. Yep. That looks cavey.
Yeah, very cavey.
Oh, he's using his chains to work out. That is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's so good. He looks very like, I don't know, very redneck in that hat, and I love it. I think it's very funny.
I am into it. Come change my oil, please.
And he's just gone full Guardians. This moment where he's like jumping up in front of the Guardians.
Star-Lord rolls his eyes.
Yes.
And he's like wearing the same colors as Star-Lord. Yeah,
exactly. He's gone like Star-Lord clone. He's like taken Star-Lord's style and like, but he's prettier than Star-Lord. That's so good. He throws his coat and it almost hits. He's also just standing there.
He looks great.
Letting the laser beams graze or like go past him, you know? Yeah. What is that shirt? Is that a mushroom?
I can't tell from here. It almost looked like maybe a Mario mushroom thing.
Okay.
And it looks like he has like striped calf socks on. His costume's insane.
Okay. Can we tell anything about this shirt? He's wearing like a shirt that looks like it's a...
It's either a mushroom, a Pokemon ball. I'm not really sure. Maybe a butterfly.
Like, I feel like it looks like an album cover of some sort. No, it's a dude. It's like it's red hair and some sort of glasses. It looks like it's Iron Man. I think maybe
that'd be funny.
It looks like it has an arc reactor. Maybe
like
on the
little
t-shirt.
Kid Iron Man. Like, you know, like a small doll Iron Man.
I don't know. I can't tell for sure, but it does kind of look like whoever is on his shirt has an arc reactor on their chest.
Maybe it's Mega Man.
Or it could just be a big button. Yeah, it's Mega Man.
I feel like we're on the red carpet runway. Look, what is he wearing?
this trailer, he's wearing so much, and I love it. I love his outfits. I've loved his outfits. That picture that went viral, or like whatever, the leaked picture from a long time ago of him on the keyboard or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I am going to say, I'm actually really happy to see his long hair again. I know that like he wanted to cut his hair for the other movies because he was tired of the wig and whatnot. But like, I'm really happy he has like the Thor hair in this.
Yeah. All right. We got a Nebula. We got a Groot.
Wait. Oh, there's Sean Gunn.
Oh,
he's got
okay.
the fin on his
Sean
head.
Gunn. Yeah, Sean Gunn wearing Yondu's fin. That's cool. What's Sean Gunn's name in the movie?
Crap. I know it's something fun.
Yeah.
It's like, it sounds like Yangala or something, right?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Hang on.
Yeah, look at that.
Sean Gunn in the Avengers. It's just going to say Rocket. It's not Avengers.
No, it's as a Ravager, he is. I know his name. Like, I know as soon as you say it, I'm going to know it.
Kraglin.
That's it.
I was close.
Younglin? You also said syllables. That's true.
This looks like it's a different scene from the scene that we just saw because he has his cape and stuff. Go back a little bit.
Okay.
He has like
it looks like the setting is very similar.
Yeah, but he has the whole Thor outfit on.
No, 100%. Sorry, from the one where he was like standing up on that structure or whatever. Yeah, this is a different scene. It looks to me, I'm wondering, given the like way he is rolling his eyes at Thor, and there seems to be, I mean, we saw they even had like a little bit of a contentious nature even at the end of the last movie.
Throughout all of Infinity War, they had that like.
Yeah. Mostly just Star-Lord's jealous.
Yeah, he's like big guy, not really handsome. And I love when they was explaining it to RDJ and Peter and Strange, and then Peter Parker makes that face when he says that.
I wonder if he tries to go be a Guardian, but he doesn't fit in, and this is him like leaving that life behind or something.
Yeah, like, now I'm starting to think that maybe he quits early on, but I don't know. From the beginning scene when he's burying the hammer and stuff, does he look like he's fit Thor? Or is he do all the working out? Like, I'm trying to figure out the sequence of events here.
That's a good question.
Because if he's hanging out with them, he's, you know, running around with them, he's doing his little workouts, he's, you know, eating his leafy greens, and then goes to go back to like a first big thing, like battle or something with them. And then he's like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. And then he goes and takes a page out of Thanos's book, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's with the Guardians, because that's where we left him. He was with the Guardians.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then I'm assuming he, like, looks like he maybe leaves the Guardians or quits, or maybe they tell him, like, the way he leaves them in that battle makes it look like they have told him he's not wanted or something. Mm. He looks really disappointed. Mm-hmm. We've got Korg in this shot.
Dressed up.
He's wearing, yeah, yeah. I love it. And Thor is wearing the same outfit he does when he jumps on top of that structure, mm-hmm. and like with the laser shooting by him. The thing that's interesting to me is this Minotaur head.
Looks like a ram or something, like maybe, yeah. Ares.
Looks like a ram's head. Well, there was a ram's head in the back of Agatha's whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's also a ram's head at one of the altars in Multiverse of Madness that we've seen.
Mm.
So it makes me wonder if there's some connection there.
Well, goats and witchcraft go pretty hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But like that very similar ram's head, I feel like, is in both those places. And I feel like we still don't know much past like what's going to happen in Multiverse of Madness and how it'll affect this.
Yeah. Ares Marvel. Let me look up what his outfit looks like. My typing. Man. Arena Marvel. I'm like, that is not what I said.
Okay. So we get, the next shot is a very, very cool looking new Asgard.
Yeah, it's looking cool.
It's looking really cool. Still in its early stages, but there's like these flying horse beasts pulling a flying skiff or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then like, where's that? That's what I'm saying. Maybe that is like the Greek god's place. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because that looks like Olympus or like up in the clouds or something.
It does. It at least looks like some sort of planet where I don't see anything Greek though. Like,
well, I only say that because of when the guy who catches that lightning bolt.
Oh, I guess I haven't seen that yet. Wait, that lightning bolt?
No, that looks like him coming into whatever that town is. And then we cut to Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a floating city, mm-hmm. that looks like Avatar-esque with like the floating rocks and a bunch of bridges between them. So something weird with like gravity here or something. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And then we get, Pirates of the Caribbean Thor. I wonder if we'll just get a bunch of different versions of Thor.
Yeah.
As he like goes through the galaxy trying to figure out himself, you know?
Who is this?
I don't know. He kisses a blue haired pirate.
That's a fabulous hair twist.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I'm not jealous. You're jealous.
And then we get this wonderful line. Not every god has a plan. Oh, I love it. I love the like use of the Stormbreaker to light this scene.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up.
What is this? Can we see?
It doesn't look like Earth to me. I mean, it's blue and round, but it looks like, I don't know, some formations on there that don't look like they hang off our planet, but I'm not sure.
Agreed. And also can't tell what the ship is that's approaching it.
Isn't that one of the boat ships, like Thor's?
Is it? I can't tell.
It's got the square butt.
Okay. I love this. How it's like lighting his face.
Well, doesn't he also use that to that the Stormbreaker can open whatever it is that he uses to travel? Right. Yeah,
he can open the Bifrost.
So that to me looks like it might be,
Grecian.
Not even Grecian, just like something with more gods.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
There's some columns in there.
Yeah, there are columns for sure. It also reminds me a lot of the library that we see in What If that Doctor Strange goes into, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that place, but it does remind me a lot of it. So that's lightning? Is this where lightning is caught?
You'll see.
Okay.
It's a very distinct lightning bolt that almost
see
them.
You're totally right. Yeah, those are...
And then ding!
I didn't even see that when I watched the trailer. That's crazy. Okay,
that reminds me of Zeus.
That is definitely Zeus. Or
I just hope that we meet all these gods for this 5 minutes, and then Gore comes in here and just wrecks house. Oh, wait, go back. I saw a toga.
Yep, you're right. Here we go. That has got to be Zeus. And does that look like Russell Crowe?
Oh, yeah. Is Russell Crowe a Zeus?
We don't know. Russell Crowe is that 100%
looks like Russell Crowe, just because I've seen him do that. Are you not entertained? A million times in my life, and I know exactly what his hands look like.
Also, the cheeks. Forehead.
Yeah, because, he's got that little dad bod now, and I'm totally fine with it. I love Russell Crowe.
I feel like we need to, go find a picture of Russell Crowe and, analyze it next to this picture. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think that's Russell Crowe.
I love it.
And I think it's him as Zeus, which we've speculated in the past when he was announced, but totally looks like that's what's going on. And we've got two other gods lounging around in the background.
Some ladies. It almost looks like the temples of Babylon, the way that those are set up, but that wouldn't be the right...
not the right culture to draw from. Man, look at his costume. It's so different. It's so
colorful.
Yeah. It's very primary colors.
Is that Korg?
Yeah, high-fiving. It's high-fiving Korg. Man, this looks good.
So I sent you a picture. That is frame for frame right out of the comics.
Oh, this is? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it's do it.
Is that a god that has been slain? Is that what we're seeing?
I'm not sure. I don't know if gods look like that. Maybe.
I'm just thinking, based on the gravity on Hemsworth's face as he looks out toward here.
He looks upset.
It makes me think another a pantheon of gods that maybe he knew. He's coming to visit a different world and he's finding this destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder if that's a victim of Gore.
Probably. Because the thing's face almost looked like a little bunny. Like it wasn't maybe mean.
All right. What does that van say? New Asgard tours.
That's pretty funny.
That is very funny.
That's a good way to create revenue.
They have to make money somehow.
I would. If there was a new Asgard, you tell me you wouldn't go ahead and Airbnb there? Absolutely.
Dude, are you seeing this in the background? It's cruise ships.
Yeah, they're. Oh, they're so smart. That's what they're doing. They're totally monetizing.
And now that makes a lot more sense. Why, we cut to the next scene of her in some sort of UN council. Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. I was assuming it was something international. And yep, look, it's got there's all the flags on the desks in front of these folks. Mm-hmm. So. She's in some sort of, security council or something. I love that she's eating there, too.
And she looks so bored.
Bored, but also like a boss. Yeah. Just absolutely. I feel like she's sitting on her throne.
Sobriety is not fun.
That's true. I forgot.
I'm just kidding. That looks gorgeous, too. But there's a lot. I feel like that's still the same place. Because look at all the columns, the marble columns.
Oh, yeah.
Who lives this there? The Pope?
Well, you also got the lightning bolt guy, another image of Zeus in the very center. Golden Zeus.
I like that. Chris Pratt is attractive. I can't help it. Mm-hmm. He's got his little problematic things. People like he's so funny. His if you ever watch interviews and stuff with him, there's not oh God, you're just so goddamn charming.
Oh, he is. He's absolutely hilarious.
And I know he's a problem, but
his improvising. Go back and watch any of those Parks and Recreation improvisations that he did. Mm-hmm. They're just so funny. Amy Poehler was talking about the show and writing the show. It was just we would give him a line and then he would just, we would work for weeks on the script. It was Amy Poehler or one of the writers.
Amy Poehler. Right.
I just didn't know who said this, but yeah, you're probably right. One of the writers was we would work for weeks on the lines for him, make them absolutely perfect, and then in the moment, he always came up with something better. Just always said something that we never could have thought of writing.
That's frustrating.
The quote that he brought up, Amy Poehler's character's here's my symptoms, what do I have? Look it up on the line. And Chris Pratt just looks like types on the computer for a second and then says, it says you have a 404 connection error. It's just like, that's so funny. That's so good. He's very funny.
Oh, there's all our friends. Oh, that's that scene.
That's so funny.
Those baby blues.
Yep. Star-Lord says, keep looking at the people that you love or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he drifts into frame. So funny.
And then he's like, not me.
He's like, not me. I feel like this is after that battle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, and he's like, what? I did my job. I went out there and won the day or whatever. And Star-Lord's like, yeah, but you put us all at risk by doing this or that, you know?
Mm-hmm. The go their separate ways. Cause I don't feel like this is going to be a Guardians like heavy movie.
Yeah. I think they're just going to be in and out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we cut to this like very stylized cartoonish lightning bolt.
That's some 80s lasers if I've ever seen them.
Oh, okay. It's the beginnings of the titles. But it starts with a lightning bolt. So.
Yeah.
Thor's the god of thunder. So lightning's often. Obviously he covered in lightning in the movies, but.
Well, it's interesting because Zeus is also the god of thunder and.
Yeah.
Lightning. So. I see somebody as being expendable. and then the broken Mjolnir. Like, how? How are we getting this?
Somehow Mjolnir has been fused together.
And somehow it's flying right back to that peanut butter arm. God, she's beautiful.
Peanut butter arm?
I feel like when you're tan and perfect like that, I call it being a peanut butter skin. It's that perfect color of peanut butter is what I always like when I tan. That's what I go for. Smooth and beautiful and delicious.
Okay, there's stuff going on in the shot.
So it looks like it's new Asgard, maybe, because
yeah,
I see cars.
Yep, it appears that new Asgard's under attack, and Thor is there, and he turns around, and I'm guessing this is the moment she becomes Lady Thor. Mm-hmm. New Asgard is burning, but look to the left here.
The street light. It looks like tentacles.
Yeah. It almost looks like Peter Parker's like tentacle arms, but not.
Yeah, that looks a little bit more like natural instead of metal.
Well, I don't know. Like there's a glint of metal. Look at the way that
they're bending.
Yeah, but look at the left right there. There's like a gears almost to it, like right there. It could be scales, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But who is attacking New Asgard here? I'm guessing it's probably Gore.
Maybe, yeah. And why is he dressed like it's, Valhalla? What's going on here? Because that's not like battle gear. You'd think you'd be in like your battle gear. Maybe she stole it.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was there to like, he said he's putting down his warrior ways or whatever. Like he's maybe returning home after his adventures with the Guardians and he decides not to be a warrior anymore. And he goes out. And then returns home to some sort of attack. Her arm is huge. Ugh.
Oh my God.
That car in the background, the fire everywhere. And Jane Foster looks like an absolute beast.
How did they fix Mjolnir? I can't wait to find out.
I do not know. I'm wondering if that is the moment it is fixed. Like, I wonder if that moment, for whatever reason, it's needed or some sort of some sort of explanation. Like it's a necessary moment for Mjolnir to like
be there,
be raised. And Mjolnir was broken right outside that same Tonesberg or whatever.
Yeah.
Where they have New Asgard. So I wonder if the pieces just like rose and reformed and flew to
her
or something.
When Cap used it, he didn't get the whole outfit and shebang.
True.
But that does happen to Thor in Thor 1 when he gets Mjolnir back.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I want to watch it now.
Yeah. There's also the thing where like he uses, like maybe he's wearing that most of the time to the other Thor movies, but he like uses his magics to cover it like he did when he was in a Ragnarok where he's walking around, but he's got the umbrella that is actually Mjolnir.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe he's just like a cloaking spell sometimes or whatever.
Well, he didn't have his powers.
Yeah. Wait, at the end of...
Remember in the middle of Thor 1, at when the Destroyer comes hits him, when he gets Mjolnir for the first time, then all of his suit stuff comes.
Right.
But that didn't happen to Cap, so it's kind of hard to be like, is that what happens every time?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Or is she already pre-fitted for that fly outfit?
Well, I don't think that... So, you can lift the hammer and have the powers of Thor, but somehow she becomes Thor. And like, how does that even work? Like, what is the deal?
I got questions.
Maybe they do some sort of magic because Valkyrie needs their hero back. And he's like, I don't do heroing anymore. I'm no longer a man of war.
Disappointing.
And so they do some sort of magic to find the new Thor and it lands in Jane's hands, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know how she's there at all, so I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a long time.
There is this in the comics.
Right.
I know the reason in the comics that she gets and goes after it and does all this stuff, but I don't know if they're going to do it here, and we'll get into that later, but yeah. I feel like you probably...
I do know.
You do know,
so, yeah. Like, spoiler alert if you want to know, but yeah.
Yeah, spoiler. 3, 2, 1, spoilers. It's because she's sick.
Yeah, it's just cancer, right?
Yeah, she has cancer. And I do believe that they need multiple Thors to stop Gore in that storyline. I'm pretty sure that she wasn't the only one. I think there was a couple.
Okay. Well, we also have the multiverse opening, so what does that mean?
I know. Is she like...
Yeah, that's true.
Is she from a different universe?
Could be.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I hope not, though. I kind of want it to be R. Jane.
Me too. I want her to have the history of R. Jane, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's the trailer.
That was great.
All right. Well, that is our frame-by-frame breakdown. Again, if you're listening to this on the audio, you can see the video version at Stranded Panda on YouTube. So check us out on there.
Hair on my face. That was great. That was so fun. What an unexpected treat. Thank you, right? Marvel.
Yeah, I had no idea. And yeah, I'm so glad it dropped today. Oh, by the way, speaking of this week and dropping and all that stuff, Moon Knight this week, we are not going to be doing Midnight Moon Knight this week. I cannot make it happen. So we're going to end up doing probably Moon Knight on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central. So if you would like to join us for the live stream, join us on Wednesday evening for the Moon Knight reaction episode. And that, which probably means, I guess 7 o'clock we'll do the live watch and 8 o'clock we'll do the podcast. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.